News now.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a lot of good information all about you and your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. That's where you get expert advice on supplements. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. And do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. And speaking of Pathway products, Village Green has a huge sale from September 7th through the 30th. So after your Labor Day weekend, you can get to the store. And their sale is 30% off the Pathway products and 25% off Metagenics, Nordic Naturals, and Thorn, with 25% off body care products as well. I'm reminding you that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, you can hear Kevin's discussion on nutrition with Jay Bugai of the Garden of Life. Now, today, our subject is going to be women's health, and we're honored to have Dr. Carrie Marshall, who's a licensed naturopathic doctor, and she specializes in holistic pediatrics and women's medicine. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some health news you can use and a little bit of a preamble to the women's health discussion that we will have throughout the show. Now, news you can use. EWG, Environmental Working Group. You need to go on that site. They have information on everything, and they are a consumer watchdog group that really keeps track of what's going on in our government with regard to our environment and regard to our foods. So they have some interesting materials, a shopper's guide to pesticides in produce. And why is this important? This shopper's guide can reduce your exposures as much as possible. So what they've done is evaluate conventionally grown produce and organic produce. Now, we say go organic, go organic, go organic. But let's talk about what they call the dirty dozen, where you absolutely must buy organic. And here they are. Apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines imported, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries that are domestic, lettuce, and kale, collard greens. Now, why are these important, these dirty dozen? They're important because they have the most pesticide count in what we call the traditionally or conventionally grown produce. So it's better to eat fruits and vegetables than not at all. But if you know which fruits and vegetables are going to have the high pesticide count, then you can avoid them. So the dirty dozen, again, that you avoid in conventionally grown foods, but you can consume them if they're organic. apple, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, imported nectarines, imported grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, and collard greens. So that's an important list. Then they have what's called the Clean 15, and these are the ones that are absolutely the lowest in pesticides. So if organic is not available to you, these are going to be cleaner in conventionally grown. We recommend organic, but here they are, the Clean 15, the lowest pesticides: onions, sweet corn, pineapples, avocado, asparagus, sweet peas, mangoes, eggplant, cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, and mushrooms. Have you gotten hungry listening to this? So again, the Clean 15 that starts with onions, sweet corn, pineapples, avocado, asparagus, sweet peas, mangoes, eggplant, domestic cantaloupe, kiwi, cabbage, watermelon, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, and mushrooms. So I hope that's helpful information. Now let's talk about women's health and what top five health concerns there are for women, from heart disease to breast cancer to depression. So let's start with heart disease. Now, heart disease is the leading killer of both men and women, and in women, the condition is responsible for about 29% of the deaths, reports the CDC. So that's significant. Now, death itself isn't the biggest problem for women with heart issues. The real trouble is premature death and disability. And there are far too many women dying of heart disease in their 60s when no one expects to die because that's too young in this country. And there are also women who for many years are really ill with heart disease, but they don't know it. They're just out of breath, not able to walk up one flight of stairs because heart disease impairs their ability to get around. And although men die of heart disease, more men die of heart disease than women, females tend to be underdiagnosed, often to the point that it's very late once they are diagnosed. So the symptoms for women are typical, and they often are missed by doctors and patients themselves. We often think of symptoms like chest pain, and that may be true, but not typically in women. Some people may have the chest pain, but other women may just have a little bit of jaw pain, shoulder ache, nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath. It can feel like indigestion and heartburn. Now, the American Heart Association lists the risk factors for heart disease: increasing age, males, heredity, including race, and people with a family history of the disease have a greater risk, and so do African Americans, Mexican Americans, Native Americans, Native Hawaiians, and some Asian Americans. Smoking's a high risk: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, physical inactivity, obesity, and overweight. We have a lot of ability to influence these factors. We talk about environmental modification of gene expression. It means what you come into the world with, that gene, the genes, and what you do to it that changes the way your genes express themselves in a positive way or a negative way. That's what gene expression is. And what we thought for many years, or what we were taught, is that genes were solid, they were carved in stone, there was nothing you could do. And that's not actually true. You can manipulate gene expression in a negative way or a positive way with your lifestyle and the foods you eat. So, talking about heart disease, we talk about a high plant-based diet, lots of vegetables, lots of whole, wholesome foods, lots of beans, the nuts and seeds that are so healthy, the good, healthy fish, what I call fishy facts. An environmental working group has a lot of information on that. EWG.org is the site. You can find some excellent lists on safer fish. So that gives us the omega-3. We can also take omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals is a It produces some excellent omega-3s and cod liver oils. What else is important? Core supplements. Everyone needs a multiple for age, stage, and gender. Probiotics, since most of our population has 25% of what they should have in gut flora, and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, when we look at heart, we add to that coenzyme Q10. That is a mitochondrial enzyme, and it decreases with age, and it continues to decline. It's critical to heart muscle function and to what they call ejection fraction, the strength at which the heart pumps out the blood. Vitamin E and tocotrienols, methylation nutrients, B12, folic acid, B6. Another concern for women, breast cancer. Now, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women, and it's second to lung cancer as the leading cause of death in women. And increasing age increases risk, genetics, family history, personal history, and race. White women have a slightly greater risk of getting breast cancer compared with African American women, yet African Americans have a greater chance of dying from the disease. Also, earlier abnormal breast biopsies are risk, earlier chest radiation, early onset of menses before 12, or menopause after age 55. Not having children, not breastfeeding, medication use, and too much alcohol and obesity. Now, what can we do? Get rid of the pesticides. We talked about that earlier. A plant-based diet. The basic supplements that we talked about earlier. And a good diet, high in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. Omega-3, antioxidants. Now, osteoporosis affects men and women, but 44 million Americans have it, and 68% of those are women. And again, let's talk about what we can do. The same core supplements, a good multiple, a good probiotic that's 50 billion or more, and omega-3 fatty acids. And then we look at other nutrients for bone. Calcium is not the star player. Calcium's important, but it isn't utilized without magnesium, and other cofactors important to bone include zinc and copper, vitamin K, boron, silica, and strontium. Vitamin D is very critical to bone, and you need to get levels that are tested as 60 to 80 nanograms per ml. Depression is the final risk, and we're going to talk about depression, and we're going to talk about anxiety a little bit in the show as concerns for women and all people, autoimmune disease as well. So we've got a lot to talk about coming up when we listen to Carrie Marshall. And if you've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, hosting the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Come shop at our September Best Brand Sale. From September 7th through Friday, September 30th, Village Green Apothecary is offering 30% off Pathway brand products and 25% off Best Brand Supplements, Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals. Plus, enjoy 25% off personal care products from Derma-E, Anne-Marie Borland, and Dr. Hauschka. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Plus, we offer everyday discounts on all our brands. Visit us at Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call us at 301-530-0800. Come in and see us soon.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a wide variety of good information all about you and your health. And a reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition with Jay Bugai of the Garden of Life. Now, today's guest is Carrie Marshall. And Carrie, it's good to have you on the show. She is a licensed naturopathic doctor who specializes in holistic pediatrics and women's medicine. She's published several scientific papers and magazine articles and written a book on proteins and amino acids. She also appears regularly on nationally syndicated radio shows. And Carrie consults with patients at Village Green on Wednesdays. That's Village Green on Wednesdays. So welcome to the show, Carrie Marshall.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I know there's so much information that you can share with our listeners, but today we're going to be talking about women's health, and it's a good time to get back to being healthier as the fall approaches. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I'm going to speak for myself and many of my patients that I deal with is that in the summertime, particularly for those of us who have children at home, Our daily regimens get completely disrupted. The weather's so hot, at least here in the D.C. metro area. We had a particularly hot summer, and so I routinely heard from my patients, I just don't want to go outside because I'm, you know, routinely say, go for a walk, go outside, move your body, go for a bike ride, and everyone's been complaining about the heat. So between the heat-related issues and the disruption of daily patterns with summertime trips, being out of town, travel, kids home, the fall is really a very, very good time to take the opportunity to establish new rhythms, get back outside, and also consider doing a little bit of a fall cleanse or a fall detox, because there's still so many fresh foods in terms of fruits and vegetables that are available to us.
Well, let's talk about a detox, both in foods and supplements. What is sane and reasonable for people to do?
Well, the number one thing with foods that I usually recommend for people to do is to eliminate what we call the big allergenic foods. And now this list might sound really scary to people, but those include things like wheat, dairy, corn, soy, sugar, alcohol, and caffeine. Now, that's a horrible list, and people are probably thinking, well, what can I eat? It literally leaves virtually all fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean animal products. So there are a tremendous amount of things you can eat, but it means you have to cook. It's a little bit challenging to, grab something quick on the go unless, you're by a health food store that has a nice kind of pre-made meals options, in which case you can get a whole bunch of interesting ideas. Or, you can surely go out for seafood and get vegetables that maybe not have the sauce that would typically be on it. So there are plenty of things to eat. But when you eliminate those inflammatory foods, you eliminate the body's overall potential towards inflammation, obviously, which is the precursor to virtually every chronic disease out there. So it's important when you're detoxing to begin with the diet and not necessarily automatically grab supplements, although there are so many different dietary supplements out there that focus on detoxifying not only the liver but also the kidneys, because the kidneys are one of the main systems in our body that metabolizes things for and readies the body for excretion.
And that is an overwhelming list for most people. I know the listeners have heard me say over and over that they have to first give up all the artificial additives, all the artificial coloring, the artificial sweeteners, hydrogenated oils, deep fried foods. So beyond that, we want to take out these pro-inflammatory foods, and then they just load up on the fruits and veggies and the seafood and meat. Eggs, if tolerated, sometimes eggs can be a problem for people, and organic.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about a cleansing, do you include juices, vegetable juices, or juicing of any kind?
You know, that is a interesting thing, because certainly there are many juice cleanses or juice fasts out there. And I think it's a great opportunity to take advantage of, I don't recommend pure fruit juice. The sugar content tends to be a little bit higher than
yes.
vegetable juice, and that can really alter people's blood sugar in a way that makes them feel a little cuckoo and not quite balanced throughout the day. And oftentimes with a juice fast, you really, because you're missing a lot of the vital protein and fat in the diet, it does a lot to affect the body's ability to maintain, let's say, focus at work during the day, or if you're managing, juggling many kids and soccer practices and homework and things like that, it can make it a little bit difficult. So typically when I recommend that folks do a fall cleanse, that they do this anti-inflammatory diet for about 3 weeks, as well as, include some detoxification supplements in there as well, and maybe some detoxification tea. If you're going to do a juice fast, I would recommend doing it for only 3 days, maybe of that 3 weeks. And it's certainly a good idea to incorporate that into the detox, but not as a general rule for long term, because it just, unless you have the time to really focus on yourself and absolutely nothing else, it's just not ideal.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you, Carrie. I've seen some people get pretty sick on real strict fasts for a long period of time. And interestingly, it is the people who have the most fragile health that do so poorly when they do a strict juice type fast. And I agree with you that we include the good vegetable juices and the supplements in with the diet changes. It's a more reasonable thing to do. And we can actually use those green juices every day and detoxify every day. I'm a dental hygienist by training as well as a nutritionist. And I compare it to the fact that we brush and floss every day, and we should be detoxing every day. So we want to include these good foods that help us cleanse.
Right. And if you're doing the three-week cleanse, it's not unreasonable if you have a juicer at home to do a vegetable juice with, say, some carrots, celery, maybe even throw in some cabbage to help with the digestive system and some beets. And that makes a great juice, say, for breakfast, as long as you're getting in some protein and fat later in the day.
Excellent advice. What about the types of supplements people should take when they're going through a detox?
Well, like I said, there's a number of different dietary supplements out there for detoxification. It's really important to do your homework and make sure that the supplements that you're looking at support what we call both phase one and phase two of detoxification. So what that basically means is that it supports the body when the toxins are pulled out of the tissue. It supports it in metabolizing those toxins and protecting the cells simultaneously, because what you don't want to happen is that these toxins are pulled out of the body and then those metabolic byproducts negatively impact the tissues around it. So you want it to also have high antioxidants to protect the tissue surrounding, and then you want to help support the excretion of it by potentially taking a high-quality fiber product as well. Because ensuring, and I love talking about bowel movements on the radio, but ensuring that you're having a regular bowel movement every day when you're cleansing is extraordinarily important, because when you metabolize these toxins in the body and you don't have a bowel movement every day, then your body will reabsorb what's sitting there waiting in your colon, and that is not healthy by any means. So one of the most important things is to make sure that you're going to the bathroom every day.
Good advice. Most people don't think about that. And I know Village Green Pathways brand is, they have an antioxidant formula that combines, I call it chicken noodle soup of the antioxidant world. It's a combination of many of the plant-based antioxidants, many of which do support phase one and phase two. And I like to refer to phase two, the sulfation portion, where the molecule glutathione acts as our garbage bag. The glutathione is the garbage bag of detox. It's the final carrying out of the toxins. And if that's not working, as you mentioned before, it's like not having garbage bags in your house and you just keep moving the garbage around the house and it smells. So that's what we want to do with our bodies. I would assume that lipoic acid is important in detoxes, silymarin, sulfur support, perhaps Nax.
Well, you don't want just silymarin, which is a component of milk thistle. You want to use the entire milk thistle extract.
Good.
Because when you isolate out single extracts from herbs, you don't get all the benefits of all the other phytochemicals that naturally exist in herbal products. And sometimes when you isolate out a specific chemical like silymarin, you actually can cause some potential side effects of the herbs that, of course, we don't want to cause. So it's important to look at using whole-spectrum herb products that include, you know, all aspects of milk thistle and not just silymarin.
Excellent. Can you recommend some products?
As far as a straight milk thistle product, Gaia Herbs makes a great milk thistle, and they do have it encapsulated. So I know that's a lot easier for folks to take a capsulated product, an herbal product, than a liquid, although they do have the liquid product as well.
And Gaia Herbs, we've talked about on the show, they have wonderful, wonderful products and this in the herbal line. So thank you for mentioning that. And I think it's really important. We're going to be talking more about this. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And it's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I do want to remind you about Village Green's sale, September 7th to the 30th, 30% off Pathways brand, 25% off Metagenics, Thorn, and Nordic Naturals, and 25% off body care products. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more information from Carrie Marshall.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of information all about your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, you can tune in for Kevin's discussion on nutrition with Jay Bugai of the Garden of Life. Today, our guest is Carrie Marshall, and she's a licensed naturopathic doctor, and she specializes in holistic pediatrics and women's medicine. So we're very proud and glad to have Carrie on the show. And just for all of you local folks, Carrie consults with patients at Village Green on Wednesdays in Bethesda. So she's an excellent advisor on health. We've been talking about women's health, and we're going to continue this discussion. Let's go into the concerns regarding women's health, starting with stress, Carrie. So let's we all know about stress, but let's hear more specifics.
Yeah, you know, I've been focusing a lot of my clinical practice and a lot of the research that I've been looking into on stress and stress-related conditions. And it's really remarkable once you start looking at it, how much it truly impacts our health and everything that we do. You know, this was an amazing number to me, that 75 to 90% of doctor visits in this country are stress-related, and that stress-related disorders cost us more than $42 billion every year. So that's tremendous. I mean, and I guess let's talk about what are stress-related conditions. I think it's important to understand, too, that levels of stress-related illness are almost twice as high for women compared to men, and job stress in particular has been linked with heart disease, muscle and bone disorders, and depression. So, you know, I think a lot of us also don't consider that anxiety is a fundamental component of what we see as far as women coming into our clinic regularly with stress-related conditions. And so what I, you know, really encourage folks to do is communicate this to their doctors, because if doctors and other healthcare practitioners are not asking the right questions, sometimes we're not able to uncover that stress or stress-related conditions are the underlying cause. And at the end of the day, if we're not treating the underlying cause of disease, we'll completely miss the boat and we'll be chasing symptoms indefinitely.
You know, you've said it very well, and I'd like to go into anxiety more. A lot of people do not realize that their anxiety is a stressor. And the more they have anxiety, the more stressed, and the more stressed, the more anxiety, and it's a vicious cycle. So let's give the listeners some hints as what they can do about anxiety.
Well, I think first it's important to, you know, the numbers that I revealed, you know, 75 to 90% of conditions are stress-related conditions. So I want everyone to walk away at the very least to know that there's no stigma related to, you know, saying I'm stressed or I have anxiety. It's okay to admit it, because I'm going to assume that if you look around you, almost everyone around you is experiencing a similar thing. And so I think that's the most important thing, too, is to understand that you're not alone. And so what can you do about it? A, I think you need to talk about it. I think you need to identify it and be ready to work with it and address it. And one of the biggest things that we need to start with is making sure that everyone's getting regular sleep. I mean, truly, sleep is one of the most important components for maintaining health. And, you know, a recent study just demonstrated that if nighttime sleep is reduced by as little as an hour and a half, that it can result in a reduction of being alert during the day by as much as 30%. So that's significant. You know, other studies have shown that across the board, the National Sleep Foundation has said that adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. So a lot of you are probably laughing and saying 7 to 9. I can't remember the last time I got 7 to 9 hours of sleep. But that's one of the things that if you're well rested, it allows you to handle the day much, much better. So what you need to do is figure out if you're not sleeping that much, why you're not sleeping that much, if you're not going to bed early enough, if you're not staying asleep. So those are absolutely important aspects, is addressing sleep issues first.
I'm glad you mentioned it. We talk about it on the show. I refer to sleep as a nutrient. It feeds the immune system while you sleep, and it definitely is reparative, and it's no accident that sleep deprivation is used as a torture.
It is for me torture.
It is. And, you know, some people are in situations where it's very hard to get the sleep, especially newborns. We have a new grandchild in our family, and I'm always reminded with each new grandchild how sleep deprived the parents are. And it takes a lot of strategizing to get around that.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the, there is a class of botanicals out there that are called adaptogens, and they actually naturally help the body adapt to stress. And some of them, interestingly, also help the body with sleep, because they help regulate cortisol levels in the body. And cortisol is the hormone that actually is the one that makes us feel either really energized or really depleted of energy, and it also helps regulate inflammation in our body. So by using different adaptogen botanicals, herbs like rhodiola is one of my favorites, because rhodiola also helps with depression and anxiety. It's been used in a number of clinical studies for that, but also things like ginseng and Eleuthero root and holy basil. Holy basil is actually one of the adaptogen herbs that helps with sleep. So reaching for any of those botanicals can be really helpful as well.
That's excellent. So we like the word adaptogens. It helps whether you're in the high range or low range of cortisol. It's a concept that's common in natural holistic medicine, but not so common in Western medicine, is it?
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting class of botanicals. The term was coined in 1947 by the Soviet Union's Ministry of Health. It was, you know, obviously during wartime when the Russian soldiers were needing to stay awake and alert all night long. And rhodiola naturally grows in that region of the world. And so that's when they first started looking at some of the adaptogen herbs in that region. And so, you know, there's three fundamental components of adaptogens. One is they have to be non-toxic to the body's physiological functions. And secondly, it has to be able to increase the body's resistance to adverse influences by a specific action with a wide range of physical, chemical, and biochemical behaviors. And then lastly, these types of herbs have to have an overall normalizing effect, improving all different kinds of conditions. So like you mentioned, whether you're in excess or depleted, they have an innate ability to actually harmonize the body by bringing it back to a state of normal.
You say things so well, and I know this is your expertise, but those with expertise don't always have the ability to transmit the information, and I appreciate all of the information you're giving our listeners. And just to reiterate, we're talking about stress, and we're talking about a lack of sleep can lead to stress, to cortisol increases, which increases inflammation, and inflammation increases weight gain. And this is where you see the connection between a lack of sleep and weight gain, inflammation and weight gain, stress and weight gain. And most people are not aware. And so I know I had a patient recently who was concerned about her weight. And I said, we've got to focus on getting the sleep, on doing these other things, because that's part of why you're gaining weight. So that was news to her, and I think it's news to a lot of people. Let's talk just briefly a little bit more about some of the nutrients that might be helpful with controlling stress. We've talked about the adaptogens and the herbs. So what nutrients can be helpful?
Well, you know, when we look at nutrients, we always have to look at the diet first, because our nutrients should come from our food. I mean, that should be obvious. But, you know, certainly when people are extremely stressed, there's other nutrients we need to look for. But let's start with food. A lot of people skip breakfast. And, you know, I hate that cliche of breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But if you don't put nutrients or food or calories in your body and you're trying to focus, whether it be at school or at work or whatever it is you do during the day, you won't have any foundation to go on. So what you put in your mouth first thing in the morning is what will carry you through the earlier part of the day. And so I absolutely recommend that people not only get, say, a piece of fruit, but also some sort of high-quality protein and high-quality fat first thing in the morning to give them that mental endurance that they need to get through the morning.
Well, that's good advice, and I want to emphasize that in the final segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more good information from Carrie Marshall.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Come shop at our September Best Brand Sale. From September 7th through Friday, September 30th, Village Green Apothecary is offering 30% off Pathway brand products and 25% off Best Brand Supplements, Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals. Plus, enjoy 25% off personal care products from Derma E, Anne-Marie Borland, and Dr. Hauschka. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Plus, we offer everyday discounts on all our brands. Visit us at Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call us at 301-530-0800. Come in and see us soon.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. A reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition with Jay Bugai of the Garden of Health. Also, a reminder that Village Green has a sale going on September 7th through the 30th. So after Labor Day, get down to Village Green, 30% off Pathways brands, 25% off Metagenics, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals, and 25% off the body care products. Now, we've been talking with Carrie Marshall, who's a licensed naturopathic doctor specializing in holistic pediatrics and women's medicine. And Carrie has published several scientific papers and magazine articles, written a book on proteins and amino acids, and appears regularly on nationally syndicated radio shows. And a reminder for all the local people that Carrie consults with patients here in Bethesda at Village Green on Wednesdays. So let's talk a little bit more and emphasize what we were talking about at the end of the last segment, the importance of the first meal of the day. And as you said it, and I've said it as well, whatever you put in your mouth first in the day sets the glucose control standard for the day. And it must be healthy and it must have protein and fiber. So what about the people that are listening in who have not had breakfast for years or run out with a bagel or a donut or a cup of coffee and a bagel? Let's address how they can ease in to getting something healthy in their mouths.
Yeah, you know, there's so many excuses for why people don't or can't eat breakfast in the morning. I mean, I certainly have patients that have to leave their house at 5 a.m. and, you know, I can't eat at 5 a.m. I can't even eat at 7 a.m. So what does it mean to eat breakfast or find something that can work? You know, if you're literally leaving the house that early, it might you know, benefit you to maybe have a quick yogurt or a yogurt smoothie or even a handful of nuts. Or even a hard-boiled egg, or just something that you can get in right away. But within the first, say, 2 to 3 hours of when you're mobilizing for the day, you need to get some, like I said, a high-quality protein and fat both, because those are the two sustainable forms of energy. If you are just putting carbohydrates like cereal or a bagel or even just a piece of fruit, you're going to have a significant glucose spike followed by a period of feeling depleted. You can offset that by just including a little bit of protein, like I said, an egg or even a yogurt or a smoothie, which we can talk about. And even to get that fat in real quick, you can do a high-quality fish oil supplement, which obviously will give you the healthy fat, because you don't want to just put any type of fat in your body first thing in the morning.
You know, that's an excellent idea. We don't think of using the supplement fish oil as a contributing fat in the diet. And yes, protein and the good fats stabilize glucose as well as fiber. Let's have some smoothie ideas. Some people are interested in doing something that's an easy smoothie to make. And can they make some smoothies the night before and then just stir it and take it in the morning?
You know, I have to say, smoothies made the night before don't always taste so good. let's be honest. I don't want to scare anyone off from smoothies here. But you can make a quick smoothie very, very fast and drink it on the go in the car. You can have your smoothie cup ready to go, throw in your blender. You can cut a banana in half, throw the other half in the freezer, throw in a handful of blueberries or whatever other frozen fruit you have. Put a splash of yogurt in there. I usually recommend putting in a protein powder, preferably something like a whey protein powder, or some of the plant-based, like the pea proteins are really good. But make sure there's, you know, it's a high-quality protein powder. And you can throw your fish oil right in with the smoothie, throw in a little bit of milk or like an almond milk or something, splash of juice and blend it up and drink it on the go.
You know, it can be as delicious as people want to make it. If they want to add some cinnamon, some natural vanilla, usually you don't when you put in what you described. And it's, I guess the important thing is using the contents that you like, the fruits that you like. You can even throw some vegetables in there, as you mentioned, the pea protein powder, which is wonderful. But some people are able to throw in some vegetables in the morning and even make it better.
Right. And, you know, I did mention throwing the fish oil in there. I know that might freak people out a little bit. But, you know, again, using a high-quality fish oil product like the Nordic Naturals line, which just doesn't taste fishy, it just mixes right in, and then you don't even taste it. So it's a good way if you don't want to taste it and you're using liquid fish oil to just put it right in there. And
yes.
They also have one, too, their Arctic D cod liver oil, which per serving, per teaspoon, gives you 1,000 IUs of vitamin D. So it's a great way to get your vitamin D in the morning. And, of course, this time of year, when we're back indoors and getting less sunshine, we do need to start thinking about adding vitamin D into our daily regimen.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because this is the time of year to boost the vitamin D. And we've talked a lot on this show about how deficient most Western culture individuals are in vitamin D. And at this time of the year, as we get closer to October, you really aren't going to make it in your skin through sun exposure. So it's important to add it. Any other suggestions for quick morning getaways? That I like the yogurt smoothie, the nuts, the egg. I've even told people if they like cold chicken, they can take a few ounces of meat and put it in a little cooler and have that as well. Hummus.
Yeah, you know, an apple, because it's just about apple season. So a nice crunchy apple with, you know, slice it up. And I actually was talking to a pediatric patient of mine yesterday who's 12, and she got all excited because they had one of those apple slicers that you just push right over the apple, because she said, my mom won't let me cut fruit. And I said, well, do you have one of those apple slicers? She said, we do have one of those. And she was so excited. So you can use that really quickly and slice your apple into, you know, what is it, like 8 different slices.
Excellent.
Get a little bit of peanut butter or some almond butter. And then with the nut butter, you have your fat and protein right there. Plus you have your fruit. And, of course, the apple is a great source of fiber. So that's actually a really quick, easy breakfast, too, especially if you're already at your desk and you're able to eat at your desk at work. And that's a really quick, easy treat.
I do keep nuts and seeds available for patients so that when we're there, we have water and we have nuts and seeds to snack on right there. Of course, I don't put it down if people have nut allergies. Let's hit on some other women's health topics that you think are critical to discuss in the time that we have remaining.
Sure. Well, you know, I think I just want to kind of circle back to the stress anxiety component and even bring fat back into the picture, because I know, you know, over the years, fat has had such a negative connotation, you know, within the healthcare arena. And, you know, I think with the omega-3s and the awareness that's been brought about healthy fat, there's actually a new study that just came out this month in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry, and it was a really alarming study. It was the suicide deaths of active duty U.S. military in omega-3 status.
Yes.
And it really brought a lot of attention around this issue of stress and depression and anxiety, and, you know, people who just feel like they don't have any hope. And they did some analysis. It was a case control comparison study, and they did some analysis and found out that these folks were extraordinarily depleted in what they call HUFAs, highly unsaturated omega-3 fats, and in particular DHA, which is one of the two important omega-3 fats. EPA and DHA are the two important ones. And, you know, it's really remarkable when, you know, you obviously, the U.S. military is a great group of people to look at something like this, and we should be looking at our military for things like this. But it's hard not to look at how, you know, so many women also fall into those same categories of just feeling hopeless and stressed and depressed and anxious. And, you know, I can't say enough about really making sure that women have the right kind of fat in their body, and especially women of reproductive years, you know, when we're pregnant and when we're nursing our children, all of our good, healthy fat goes to them, and it leaves us depleted. So women are actually at extraordinary risk during the childbearing years of being depleted of these HUFA fats that I just mentioned. And so making sure during those years, because it's an essential fat, so it is essential that we get it every day from our diet, it's critical that women take, if they're not eating fish regularly, that they take a high-quality fish oil supplement.
What a wonderful subject to cover. It's been so important, and I agree with you. The information on fat has been so incorrect. If high fat's bad, all fats are bad. And really, it's only been the last 5 to 10 years that they have started to talk about good fats, really in the last 5 years. So the omega-3 and the DHA connection, I did see that study. And there's some other studies with regard to teen depression and omega-3s. So we know that when we've got rapidly growing years, the infant developing in the mother's womb, the adolescent, very high needs. And we have been looking at adolescents as if they are big kids or small adults, when really their needs are almost equal to what a pregnant woman's needs are. So, Carrie, do you have one more tidbit before we say goodbye?
You know, like I said, the one thing that I would just encourage you to do is feel comfortable talking to your healthcare provider about these issues. You're not alone if you're feeling stressed or anxious.
Very good takeaway. Well, thank you, Carrie, and I know you'll be on the show again.
I look forward to it.
And a reminder that Carrie is at Village Green on Wednesdays, so you can consult with her. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And don't forget, September 7th through the 30th, 30% off Pathways, 25% off Metagenics, Thorn and Nordic Naturals, and 25% off body care products at Village Green. Their sale, their September sale. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show. Tune in next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 and 820 a.m. to hear the latest from the food and wine scene. We've got celebrity chefs, sommeliers, winemakers, and more all here to tell you about the inside skinny that you won't find anywhere else. That's Foodie and the Beast this Sunday at 11.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of
CNN Radio. I'm Paul Chambers. Tropical Storm Lee continues its slow march across south central Louisiana.